Conservative voting activists previously tried to access the guardianship records to get information about people deemed incompetent to vote. The plaintiffs argued that they want to check whether those people are voting anyway. In oral arguments, an attorney for the group, Eric Cardall, argued that the records should be public with sensitive data redacted.
The whole point is to ensure that the laws are followed, but also to ensure that the privacy of these guardianship records are maintained while the public record, that is, who has the right to vote, is known.
Disability rights groups say this violates the privacy rights of people under guardianship. Anie Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.